Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery. Coffee Break French, Season 4, Episode 13. Bonjour tout le monde et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Moi, c'est Marc.
Et moi, c'est Pierre Benoît. Je n'ai pas changé de nom pour l'occasion. Comment vas-tu, Marc?
Moi, je vais très bien. Et toi?
Ouais, j'ai passé un super week-end.
Et qu'est-ce que tu as fait de beau?
Ouais, en fait, pour moi, c'est le pont ce week-end. Donc, d'accord. Je suis encore en week-end.
C'est bien ça, c'est bien. Moi je bosse et toi tu es en vacances.
Ouais, enfin là quand même j'ai l'impression de bosser quand même.
Tu as bien raison. Bon, cette semaine nous allons écouter le texte de Monique, la mère de Sylvie, qui répond au mail de Sylvie, au dernier mail de Sylvie. You got to remember that last time Sylvie's mail was talking about the whole situation with Mathieu when she bumped into him in the station. And, of course, this is the first opportunity that Monique has had to respond. Let's have a listen to the text.
Bonjour ma belle, comment vas-tu aujourd'hui? Je viens de lire ton message et je dois t'avouer que je me marre encore toute seule. Comme tu dis, ces choses-là n'arrivent qu'à toi. Mais dis-moi, comment a-t-il réagi? Était-il en colère ou avait-il l'air sympa? Et sinon, il était mignon au moins. L'as-tu recroisé depuis cette histoire? Enfin une petite chose palpitante dans ta vie. Tiens-moi au courant. Tu sais comme ce genre d'histoire me passionne, car je suis sûre que c'était le destin. Je suis persuadée que cela ne va pas s'arrêter là. Allez, j'arrête de t'embêter. Que nous as-tu concocté pour notre petit week-end rallongé avec toi? Il y a une chose que papa et moi aimerions bien visiter. Ce sont les catacombes. Il paraît que c'est très intéressant. As-tu eu l'occasion de les visiter? Sinon, pour tout le reste, nous te faisons entièrement confiance. Nous connaissons tes talents en tant qu'organisatrice. Des macarons juste à côté de chez toi. Cela risque d'être dangereux pour ma ligne. Enfin, je serai en vacances, donc je pourrai tout me permettre. Ah, Internet. Ben avant qu'il n'existe, nous prenions notre plume et nous écrivions de longues lettres. Bien sûr, cela était beaucoup moins rapide, mais il était très agréable de recevoir du courrier par la poste. Je sais qu'Internet est instantané et beaucoup moins cher, mais tout de même, recevoir des lettres me manque. En parlant de ton frère, nous avons reçu un email hier soir. Il sera à la maison pendant un mois, à partir de la mi-mai, si tu veux venir le voir. À mon tour de te raconter notre semaine. Le week-end dernier, avec ton père et le club de randonnée, nous sommes allés faire une rando de plus de 20 km dans les alentours d'Épinal. Nous avons fait ce que l'on appelle une marche nordique dans les forêts autour de la tourbière de l'étang de la Comtesse. La marche nordique semble être à la mode en ce moment. En fait, on fait une balade avec des professionnels qui nous expliquent les plantes et leur usage, ainsi que la préservation des espaces. Même si nous avons vécu à Épinal ou dans la région toute notre vie, nous avons, ton père et moi, appris beaucoup de nouvelles choses. Sinon, j'ai revu Madame Gauthier. Elle te passe le bonjour d'ailleurs. Elle est venue à la maison. J'avais préparé des madeleines. On a passé un bon moment à discuter, de tout et de rien. Voilà quelques nouvelles. J'attends les tiennes avec impatience. Et plus que 2 semaines et nous serons avec toi. Bise ma belle, maman.
Ok, encore un texte intéressant, même palpitant.
Oh, palpitant, c'est bien le mot, Marc. Et j'ai choisi quatre expressions.
Oui, tu as bien choisi quatre expressions. Par contre, avant que nous ne passions...
Oh, bravo, Marc.
À tes quatre expressions, je vais expliquer le texte en anglais, comme d'habitude. So this text, as we've already explained, is in response to Sylvie's previous email where she told her mum the story of what happened at the station. And that's how Monique starts the email. She asks her how she's doing and so on, but she's just read her message and she is having a little giggle to herself about the whole story. She's got a series of questions for Sylvie about what happened. She wants to know how the guy reacted when she bumped into him. Was he angry or was he nice about the whole thing? And perhaps most importantly, was he cute? She wants to know everything that happens and she's asked her to keep her posted on all the developments of the story because she thinks that the whole thing was fate. Anyway, she stops teasing her daughter and asks her about their forthcoming trip to Paris because they're going to be seeing Sylvie in Paris. She mentions that there's one thing in particular that she and her husband would like to visit in Paris, and that's the catacombs. But as far as everything else is concerned, they're leaving it up to Sylvie to make their programme for their stay. You may remember that in the last email from Sylvie to her mum, she was talking about how Skype is used to keep in touch with her brother. And she asked the question, what did you do before internet? Well, Monique answers this question by saying that in the past, before the days of internet, they would write real letters with pens on paper and send them by post. And she misses receiving letters by post because everything's by email now. Now, she actually just received an email from Sylvie's brother the previous evening, and he's going to be back home from mid-May onwards. So if Sylvie wants to come and see him, she can do so then. Monique then goes on to talk a little about her week, what she's been up to. And last weekend, she and her husband went on a hike, a long hike of 20 kilometres around Épinal. They were accompanied on this walk by guides who explained the use of all the plants around them and talked about the green spaces that they were walking through. They learned lots, even if they've lived in Épinal their whole life. There was lots still to learn on this walk. Finally, Monique has had another visit from Madame Gauthier, who came to the house, and she's asking for Sylvie. They had a nice time talking about everything and nothing. In 2 weeks, Monique will be in Paris with Sylvie, and she's really looking forward to that. But that is pretty much all for our explanation in English of this week's email. Et maintenant, c'est le moment de parler de tes quatre expressions.
Ah oui, c'est à moi maintenant. Alors, ma première expression, Marc ?
Alors, la première expression, c'est la suivante.
Je viens de lire ton message et je dois t'avouer que je me marre encore toute seule.
So let's think about what this means. Je viens de lire ton message. So I've just read your message. Et je dois t'avouer que... And I have to admit that...
Je me marre encore toute seule.
That's a great expression, this. Je me marre encore toute seule. So it's I'm having a giggle to myself. I'm giggling still here all alone.
Yeah, our listeners will know the word marrant.
Of course, meaning funny.
Mm-hmm. It comes from se marrer.
And se marrer, the verb means?
To have a laugh.
Okay, so se marrer. Je me marre. I'm having a laugh or I'm giggling, I'm laughing. So as a reflexive verb, we can conjugate this. Je me marre.
Tu te marres.
Il se marre.
Elle se marre.
Nous nous marrons.
Vous vous marrez.
Il se marre.
Elle se marre. Et nous nous marrons en conjuguant ce verbe.
I don't know what that says about us, yeah, but we're having a laugh conjugating this verb. Nous allons nous marrer encore plus à conjuguer le verbe au passé.
Ah oui, parce que if it's reflexive, it's got to use...
Être in the past, in the perfect tense.
So, le week-end dernier, je me suis marré.
Tu t'es marré.
Il s'est marré.
Elle s'est marrée.
Nous nous sommes marrés.
Vous vous êtes marrés.
Ils se sont marrés.
Elles se sont marrées. And of course, with those plural ones and any feminine ones, we need to think about our additional E or S, depending on who is being talked about there. Ils se sont marrés, M-A-R-R-E, acute S, or elles se sont marrées, il n'y a que ES at the end. Now, se marrer is one word to have a laugh. There are other words to have a laugh.
S'éclater.
S'éclater, to burst out laughing almost. Mm-hmm. S'éclater, parce qu'un ballon d'air s'éclate,
oui,
n'est-ce pas?
Oui, c'est ça, c'est ça. Or to have a smashing time, because it's the idea of smashing or bursting is quite good.
Or perhaps the more neutral one, s'amuser, because these are similar verbs. S'amuser, je me suis amusé. Je me suis éclaté. Je me suis marré.
And these three verbs are really good to use in everyday conversation, referring to something you did and you had a good time, obviously. So you will hear that a lot in France.
Okay, so there we go. Je me marre encore toute seule. It's what Monique said. Je me marre. And we can use se marrer in a variety of situations. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. If you're working on Coffee Break French at this level, then you may also be interested in our Coffee Break French magazine podcast. Now, this is a podcast where we focus on a particular text, and that text is a cultural text helping you develop your knowledge of the French-speaking world. In each episode, I'm joined by Pierre Benoit, and we talk about the cultural aspects of the text and also answer your questions. Find out more about the Coffee Break French magazine at coffeebreakfrench.com. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Passons à la deuxième expression que tu as choisie.
Que nous as-tu concocté pour notre petit week-end rallongé avec toi?
So, tell us what you've liked about this particular phrase.
I like the concocté.
Yeah. Concocté, it's easy enough to understand because in English we use the word to concoct something, to dream up, to think up something.
Yeah, to organize here in that context here.
So, what have you got planned for us? What have you got organized for us for our little long weekend? She uses an interesting expression there. We already know the word un bon for a long weekend. But she's talking here about un petit week-end rallongé.
Ah oui, le contexte est intéressant, Marc, parce que rallongé, normalement, moi, je l'utiliserais personnellement pour un café. Donc peut-être qu'elle pense au café qu'elle va prendre pendant ce pont.
Pendant ce pont. Oui, en fait, je t'ai préparé un rallongé ce matin en arrivant au studio.
Merci beaucoup. Est-ce un rallongé ou est-ce un allongé?
Il faut peut-être qu'on explique à nos auditeurs.
Oui, en anglais.
En anglais. Non, en fait, en français.
En français.
Donc, un rallongé ou un allongé, ce sont tous les deux un café. Mm-hmm. Un café, peut-être un espresso avec de l'eau chaude.
Oui, oui.
Et donc, une fois, on était en train de travailler à Strasbourg et Pierre Benoît avait demandé un allongé. Et donc, le monsieur avait dit, en fait, ici, on dit rallongé plutôt que allongé.
C'est ça. Donc, dans l'ouest de la France, on a tendance à dire allongé. Enfin, d'où je viens, dans la région de Nantes, c'est un allongé. Mais si vous allez dans l'est de la France, dans les environs de Strasbourg, on dira un rallongé.
Un rallongé. Donc, à chaque fois qu'on est dans un café en France, tu poses la question toujours, est-ce que vous dites rallongé ou allongé?
Exactement, exactement.
Et donc, rallongé et allongé, they both mean the same thing. They're extended, they're made longer. Allongé or rallongé. I think, to me, it's linked also to ajouter and rajouter.
Oui, oui, oui.
And it's this faire quelque chose. It's you're doing something again, so you're extending it even further. Mm. So perhaps un rallongé has a little more water in it than an allongé?
Or it's exactly the same and it's just redundant. That's why I would say allongé, but that, I'm not going to start this kind of a debate.
It's a philosophical debate about coffee that we don't really need to get into. However, here, we're talking about un petit week-end rallongé. So it's another way of referring to un pont, a bridge, a long weekend.
Bon, je ne sais pas si c'est allongé ou rallongé, mais notre discussion traîne un petit peu en longueur, Marc.
It's dragging on a little bit, this discussion of rallongé and allongé. So let's pass to our third expression.
Ah, Internet. Ben, avant qu'il n'existe, nous prenions notre plume et nous écrivions de longues lettres.
Ah, très intéressant, une très belle phrase.
Ah oui, avec un beau subjonctif, Marc.
Oui, et aussi des imparfaits.
Oui, des imparfaits qui sont parfaits pour ce que la personne veut dire.
Exactement. Ok, so let's first of all deal with the subjunctive here. Avant qu'il n'existe, before the internet existed. So the first thing we need to think about is the fact that before the internet existed is in the past. However, avant qu'il n'existe is using a present tense. And that's because in normal French, we would tend not to use a past subjunctive. We would use the present subjunctive even if we're talking about something that happened in the past. Avant qu'il n'existe, before the internet existed, before it existed. And with avant que, there's also this ne that appears. And this is really only in very well-written or very, very high-register spoken French. Avant qu'il n'existe.
Yeah, because in normal conversation, Mark, I think the ne would disappear. It's a bit redundant, isn't it?
Yeah, if I were to say to you, avant que tu ne partes, that does have quite a posh sound to it, doesn't it?
Oui, and I would expect that from you, Mark.
Okay, so avant que plus subjunctive. Now, that's not the only interesting thing in this expression. Let's listen to the expression one more time.
Ah, Internet. Ben, avant qu'il n'existe, nous prenions notre plume et nous écrivions de longues lettres.
So, in addition to that subjunctive, there are two lovely imperfects in there. And why are we enthusing about these imperfects?
Well, because usually our listeners are aware of the fact that we use the imperfect to mention something that happened regularly in the past, etc. But here, I think it's the way it would be translated into English.
Exactly. So, your normal imperfect translations could be, I was doing something, I used to do something, or that reflective way of looking back in the past and thinking, ah, when I was young, I would do something. And that's exactly what we've got here. Before the internet existed, we would take our fountain pens, our quills almost, notre plume, et nous écrivions de longues lettres, and we would write long letters.
Yeah, and here it's the use of would not being a conditional.
Absolutely not, because I would do that if I were able to. I would write a letter if the internet didn't exist. J'écrirais une lettre, but not j'écrivais in the imperfect. It's what we've got here. Nous prenions notre plume et nous écrivions de longues lettres. Très bien.
Mm-hmm.
Alors, passons maintenant à la quatrième phrase.
La marche nordique semble être à la mode en ce moment.
Okay, so we're talking about a particular type of walking that Monique and her husband have been doing with her hiking club. La marche nordique, Nordic walking, I guess. And she said that it seems to be very much in fashion at the moment. La marche nordique semble être à la mode. So if something seems to be, we've got quelque chose semble être.
It's a direct construction.
Mm-hmm. It seems to be, ça semble être. Now, to be in fashion is être à la mode. So here, la marche nordique semble être à la mode. So something seems to be something else, quelque chose semble être. And then whatever it seems to be.
Oui, intéressant. Par exemple, je pourrais dire, par exemple, Coffee Break French semble être un programme intéressant.
Et utile pour tous ceux qui veulent apprendre le français, bien sûr.
Oui, oui. Par exemple, ces quatre expressions que nous avons étudiées aujourd'hui semblent être très utiles.
Tout à fait. That is where we're going to leave this episode. Don't forget that if you want to get more out of Coffee Break French, then you can use our bonus materials. And they include a full transcript of this episode and also our language study episode, which is around 35 minutes this week. 35 minutes of extremely detailed content all about the text that Monique has written. And, of course, there is also a transcript of that, too. You can find out more about this by heading over to coffeebreakfrench.com and clicking on the Season 4 link. Voilà, c'est tout pour aujourd'hui.
Eh bien, donc, à la prochaine fois.
Allez, salut. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted specialty coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.